Hi everyone. I'm Peter Tribe, Chairman of the Life Assurance Committee, which is hosting today's session. And it's my pleasure to welcome all of you, both those here in person as well as everybody who's online, to our seminar today. And I hope you enjoy it and get lots out of it. I'm sure you will. Before we sort of kick off and I hand over to the first session, got a couple of housekeeping things to cover. First and foremost, big thanks to our sponsors, Milliman and Dynamo. Really, thank you for your support. Without that support, we wouldn't be here. Well, certainly not this venue, I suspect. So, thank you for that. You might have seen in one of the emails you received, there was a survey from Dynamo. So, please just look out for that and complete that. Then, also, just a few other practicalities. Obviously, put your phones on silent. I think I put mine on. Wi-Fi for those here present, look for Southern Sun, not Southern Sun Convention. It's Southern Sun. There's no password, just enter, enter. But please rather focus on the presentations rather than your phones, if you don't mind. Then, in terms of questions, obviously, those people here in person, you can stick your hands up and a mic will come. But if you prefer to ask virtually, you should have just received a link with the Zoom dial-in, and you can sort of ask in the Q&A sort of channel there questions. And obviously, people online can use the Q&A channel. Please use the Q&A, not the chat. The chat is for technical and won't be monitored for questions. Then also for those in person, parking, if you haven't had it validated, Caleb out at the front where you got your original sort of thing. Registered, he can validate that, and then bathrooms are outside and to the right. Okay, since I have a bit of a captive audience, before I hand over to the speakers you actually came to see, I wanted to do a little bit of advertising for the LAC. As I mentioned, the Life Assurance Committee hosts this event each year, but I thought it might just be useful just to give a bit of background about the LAC, who we are, what we sort of do. Most of this information is already on the ASSA website, but I thought it might just be nice just to sort of cover, summarize some of it. So, first of all, who are we? Up on this screen, we've got the current membership of the LAC. Obviously, given its name, our focus is supporting the profession in the life assurance area. I do stress supporting the profession. One thing we're very careful of is not to be seen as a lobby group for industry or employers or anything like that. It's purely from a professional perspective. Another key principle is we want to be as representative of the profession and the industry as possible. So we're quite intentional to make sure there's representation from large, medium, small insurers. Many of the small insurers are represented through consultants who support them. We also have direct insurers, reinsurers. We also then have financial reporting focused actuaries, HAFs, as well as product pricing. Conduct is a focus for people. And again, we try to make sure that our material actually supports interests in all of those sort of areas. We then also have representatives from various stakeholder bodies. So our various regulators, the PA, FSCA, our cousins from SAICA, and then obviously representatives from SABA, as well as ASSA, both the ASSA Council as well as the ASSA Executive. So moving on, so what do we actually do apart from having sessions like this? In terms of our sort of terms of reference, we've got four sort of key objectives that I've sort of summarized here. The first obvious one is around supporting the development of actuarial practice, so all the various practice notes and guidance. From a life perspective, is the responsibility of LAC. We also support thought leadership, hosting events such as this. As I mentioned, we interact with various stakeholders, regulators, and the like, both through those representatives on the committee, but then also, for example, our tax subcommittee interacts with National Treasury to talk about the impact of, for example, IFRS 17 has been a hot sort of topic and the impact of that on taxation of insurers. And then finally, education. So the LAC gives input to the syllabus, in particular the F202 sort of syllabus that we sort of give, make sure that the syllabus remains up to date. Here I'm sort of punting for volunteers. Already a lot of you out there are volunteers on the number of subcommittees that we have. But we're always looking for more sort of volunteers. And so in terms of looking for volunteers, from time to time we put an announcement out on the news bites. But if you wanted to reach out to Neil Faree or Sandy Govender at ASSA directly to put your name or to volunteer, those are appropriate people to reach out to. As I mentioned, though, we will in July or August be putting out a bit of an announcement. We're looking for volunteers, you know, for the LAC itself, as well as refreshing some of the subcommittees. So please do keep a lookout for that. And then finally, just some of our focus areas. Each year at our November year-end meeting, we have a bit of a brainstorm. What are the focus areas for life insurance actuaries? And none of these sort of topics that we've got here should be a surprise to anyone. And you should see quite a lot of linkage with the sessions today. We've intentionally sort of chosen topics and speakers today to sort of tie into our focus areas. Transformation is also a key focus area of ours, and you might have seen in the previous sort of slide that we do have a transformation subcommittee of the LAC. That's something that we instituted a couple of years ago, and that's sort of part of our commitment to sort of help ASSA continuously strive to improve its improve the demographic representation of the profession. And the objective of our transformation committee is to ensure that there is a transformation lens that is considered in all of our activities, decisions, and things like that. So we have a number of sort of measures of success that we sort of keep track of from that perspective. And sort of two of the dimensions that we sort of look at, I've got some statistics up here. These are just like two of the dimensions we look at, are around membership of the LAC itself, and then also life practicing certificates that have been sort of issued. So if we sort of look at membership of the LAC, we're currently doing quite well from a gender perspective. Obviously, we can do better from a race perspective, but we've seen progress there. And just to note that in all dimensions, we remain sort of ahead of the overall ASSA membership at the qualified sort of fellow level. But we aspire to continue to do better in that. And then in terms of practicing certificates, you've got the proportion of practicing certificates. For interest, there are about 50 or 60 practicing certificates, life ones out there. And as of Jan 24, that is the current mix. But what is promising is the number of certificates that we've issued over the past 18 months. Roughly, or well, almost exactly, I think there are just over a dozen that we've issued, and a third of them are female, a third African black, and just over 42% in total EE. So making progress there, and we look to continue to do that. And I just really recommend anybody who has aspirations to be a HAF or want a practicing certificate to continue working strategically at developing your career and getting the right experience with your employer and with your mentors to make progress along that, and hoping to see continued progress on that front. Right, so with that, I'll sort of move on to the session proper. I'll introduce our first, the chair of our first session, Zandile Gobe. Zandile is an actuary and heads up the structured investments team at Momentum Corporate. Prior to that, she worked at Gen Re as the segment pricing actuary, and before that at Metropolitan, where she has over 11 years of experience in investments and employee benefits. Zandile is very passionate about taking up one's space and giving back to society. She was a member of the Actuarial Women's Committee. She is a member of LAC. So that's one thing I wanted to mention. Just look out. You'll see some of the chairs of the various sessions of various of LAC members. And she's also part of the Poverty Premium Working Group and recently joined the ASSA Micro Insurance Committee. So a very busy person. And Zandile, I'm happy to hand over to you to introduce the first session and the other speakers. Thanks, everyone.